Welcome to Compression Fundamentals on Drums for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. I'm your coach, energetic, clear, and ready to help you make drums that punch through a 174 BPM mix. In this lesson, you'll learn how to compress individual drum elements, glue the whole drum bus, add parallel compression for weight, and use sidechain techniques so the kick and sub bass live happily together. I'll give stock Ableton device chains and concrete starting settings, then remind you to use your ears and tweak. First, the quick goal: build a 4 to 8 bar rolling DNB drum loop at 174 BPM that feels punchy on the transient, controlled in the body, and glued for a drop. Let's get into the setup. Project setup and tracks. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create a drum rack or separate audio tracks for kick, snare, and hats. Group them into a drum group. Create two return tracks, one called Parallel Comp and one called FXSAT if you like extra saturation effects. Load your samples. Tight Roland style kicks, a snappy snare or an amen chop, and percussion or hats for swing. Gain staging and listening. Before compressing, get rough relative levels so nothing clips. Aim for master headroom around -6 to -10 dB. Solo each element to audition when you're setting devices, but always check compression in context. Solo can lie. If something sounds louder after compression, use utility gain to match levels before deciding it's better. Processing individual elements, starting chains and settings. I'll give concrete starting settings, but use your ears. Tick chain, start with EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 HC. If you need more sub punch, boost 50 to 100 HC by 1 to 3 dB. If it's muddy, cut around 200 to 400 HC. Insert compressor in peak mode, threshold around -18 dB, ratio 3 to 1. Attack roughly 8 to 15 milliseconds, so the initial click gets through. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds depending on how tight you want it. Add 1 to 3 dB of makeup only to match level. Add a saturator with drive 2 to 4 for warmth, not full on distortion. Optionally use utility to mono everything below 120 HC. Snare or break top chain. EQ8 with a high pass at about 120 HC for a top snare. Adjust lower if your snare has lots of body. Add a gentle bell in the 200 to 400 HC range for weight, and a presence boost around 2.5 to 6 kHC of 1 to 3 dB for snap. Compressor settings. Threshold around -14 dB. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 8 to 12 milliseconds to preserve transient. Release between 60 and 120 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, a 1/16th note is about 88 milliseconds. That's a good place to start. Add a saturator soft clipping with drive 1 to 3. Consider a glue compressor lightly later on the group. Hats and percussion. High pass at 300 to 600 HC to clear low end. Gentle compression. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack very fast 1 to 5 milliseconds for crisp clicks or around 10 milliseconds for a more natural feel. Release 40 to 100 milliseconds. Use short fades on clips or short release to trim sustain if needed. If you're chopping breaks, think in layers. A transient layer and a body layer, or a transient layer plus a low body. Compress the transient layer lightly and the body layer a bit more. Layering often beats over processing a single sample. Parallel compression. The secret to buy without killing transients. Create the parallel comp return. Put a compressor on it and rush. Ratio around 10 to 1. Threshold very low, -30 to -40 dB, so the compressor is working hard. Use an attack of less than 3 milliseconds to grab everything, and a release around 80 to 120 milliseconds. After that compressor, add saturator drive 3 to 6 for glue and grit. Send the drum group somewhere between 20 and 40% and blend to taste. This gives you sustain and perceived loudness, while your original transients remain intact. Drum group bus chain and glue compressor. Group all drums into drum bus and chain devices in this order. Corrective EQ. Optional drum bus for character, glue compressor, soft saturator, and a creative EQ. For the glue compressor, start with threshold around -6 to -12 dB, aiming for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Use a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Set attack 8 to 15 milliseconds to let punch through and release on auto, or between 0.15 and 0.30 seconds. Add subtle saturation after for aggression, and use a high shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHC only if the top end needs life. Sidechain ducking for kick and sub interplay. To make room for your kick, add a compressor on your bass or sub track and set the sidechain input to the kick or the drum bus. Try a ratio of 4 to 1, a fast attack between 0 and 10 milliseconds, and a release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Tweak the threshold until the bass breathes out on the kick, not so much that the sub disappears, but enough to avoid mud. Tempo-aware release tip. Quick formula for reference. 1/4 note in milliseconds is 60,000 divided by BPM. At 174 BPM, that's about 345 ms. For release times, try values around 1/16th to 1/8th of a bar, roughly 60 to 180 ms, and nudge until it grooves with your pattern. Tap your foot. Trust your ears. Automation and arrangement ideas for impact. Use automation to make sections feel different. In the intro, bypass or reduce bus glue and lower parallel sends so drums feel loose. Over the build, slowly increase saturator drive and raise the parallel send mount. Right before the drop, lower the glue threshold by 2 to 4 dB or bump the ratio a touch, and increase the parallel send by 10 to 15% to make the drop hit harder. For snare rolls, automate a rising parallel send to thicken the roll. In breakdowns, reduce compression and high frequency to create contrast. Small, musical changes are often more powerful than brute force. Common mistakes and quick fixes. If your transient disappears, your attack is probably too slow. Make the attack faster or use parallel compression so the transient stays. This audio version is shortened for playback.